Ogi mo ibaray baray, e marbo ngayo pa ngabengale, e ngongo e ngongo, ii.
Hey, Bill and Gunner, welcome to Black Law Tribal Edition. Murima here with you today on this wonderful, beautiful day. And wherever you're listening to this program, we hope you're doing well. Thank you to the Udinji Broadcast Service and our friends at Bumblebee Premier 98.7 FM. If you're listening to this inside the Commonwealth of Australia, it's via the National Indigenous Radio Service. Black Law Tribal Edition, I've got a full-packed lineup today. We have the Home Affairs Minister, the Honourable Darragon Lima. We'll also have the Honourable Minister for Education, Yirilam Gorminya, the Attorney General, Ganyara of Yolmaburra, Chief Superintendent of Police, Matthew Bilbra, and unfortunately, our Police Minister is out of on Jagera Nation country down south, and he's wasn't available today, but it was all about the law this week. And happened last year at this time, the opening of the law season here in the city of Gimoy, and with all the fanfare and glitterati and paparazzi, it was very exciting. And Ganyara, I'll start with you in terms of the acknowledgement of the two different law systems. Obviously, the Chief Minister spoke about the how the Australian law was a derivative of British law, and talks about the Lord Halsbury's laws of England and things like that. But also, it was interesting that the men and women that act inside the Australian realm were talking about the Yidinji law.
They've got no other choice but to recognise it and talk about it. That's the problem. With the coming back of the Yidinji government and its organs, they can't escape it now. They can't get away from it. For example, when the Yidinji created the police force back in 2015, you know, with those people coming back with the power to enforce law upon the Yidinji country, you know, and I mean within the territory, who are their police? You know, the Queensland Police, the Federal Police, who are they? Who are they to be on our territory telling us what laws are going to be enforced, what authority is going to be there? Because, as was correctly said the other day at that opening of the law year, that the sovereignties are coexisting. There's one lot of sovereignty that's been here forever and a day. There's another lot of sovereignty that's intruding upon the territory. And that was actually mentioned, the one that was intruded. And that's the one that they talk about in their courts and their world. And actually the bringing of the mace, you know, the ceremonial mace, to acknowledge the existing law of the Yidinji Nation that was presented to them by one of the elders of the Gimoy lot, which is really nice of them, you know, because the courthouse in Cairns or in Gimoy is situated in Gimoy country. But do bear in mind that there are other clans around that that are represented through the government that weren't present at that day. But there is a whole range of law and authority that's been here forever and a day. And this is the acknowledgement of it. Now there's two systems of law. There's coexisting sovereignty. There's coexisting laws. But do remember that our law was never ceded. It was never extinguished. They can't get away from it. They can't escape it. And now Yidinji is just asserting the validity of its continuing laws and authority. So they got no choice in the matter.
Well, they didn't, because the Chief Minister, in his speech, rightly pointed out one of the maxims of law, which is in the Yidinji Legal Dictionary, which is Jabu Najan Minya Najan Mayar Najan, which means our law, our land, our food, our law, and which can be loosely translated as whatever is in my territory is subject to my territory's rule. And I think that was an important part of the speech, because one of the other Australian, let's say, actors there penciled in those words and put it in her speech, which is an important acknowledgement that there is this written law now, not just a tribal law as such, that Yidinji possess.
Well, look, the question everyone's got to ask, you know, and they've got to be very serious about it. Who's on whose territory? Is Yidinji on Australian territory? Or is the Commonwealth of Australia on our territory, on the Yidinji territory? Who was here first? You know, we're roughly here by, you know, give or take 60,000 years, you know, first in time. And it's continuing, as acknowledged by the Uluru Statement. Australia's been here, what, 121 years, the Commonwealth of Australia? So who's on whose territory? How did they gain access and control of our territory? They didn't, and they know that. And this is the thing. That's why as our organs develop, our government, our systems, our procedures develop, they have to fall into line, because the Yidinji Nation and its laws are first in time continuing. So as you have law, then you've got to have the ability to enforce the law, to protect it, you know, to bring them to before courts and all this sort of stuff. And Yidinji is developing this all the time. So whose territory is it? It's ours. Where's the homeland of the Australians? I don't know. You know, we're trying to offer them something, to have a homeland to put their constitution on. It's up to them to start to accept it. And I think my gut feeling is they are starting to accept it.
Well, Home Affairs Minister, what are your thoughts about today's ceremony? I thought very positive indeed.
Very positive. And I think the biggest thing that stood out for me was just the symbolic act that happened when we had one side, we saw one side coming forward and they were taking off, and excuse my ignorance, I'm not too familiar with the law, but they took off their robes and also their wigs, and they placed that down. And then something that Yurilam and I were talking about straight after was that it was our things that were put on, the shield as well as the sword. And it was a nice reminder that your law is under our law, just in that one symbolic moment. I think that was the highlight for me, but also to the whole ceremony and seeing how much the Yidinji was put forward. I thought that was amazing. It was beautiful.
Education Minister, we were all at the very first one. Our two colleagues here came this week, but I think it's more of the same, the message, but the Yidinji Nation through its government now is really putting it out there on paper, and it seems to be that script is being read and understood.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been such a big transition, I suppose, over the past 12 months from when it was done last year to this year. It really shows to me, like I've attended many other formal ceremonies in the Australian arena of this type, and this to see something of this nature take place with the cultural ceremony aspect to it makes it so much richer and so much more meaning behind it. And it was very, very special today. As you mentioned before, we're now seeing that a lot of the statements that were being made by our speakers, the speakers I'm speaking on behalf of the Gimoi Wallabara people, they're repeating our words. And, you know, we, as the Sovereign Yidinji Government, we're also seeing that on a national basis, where a lot of the things that we have instigated through the government are now happening nationally.
Yes, Australia is copying things, but Ganyara, you wanted to say something?
Look, last year there was QPS officers everywhere. There really was. They were out the front there, you know, overseeing the safety of the opening. This year, I didn't see any out the front. What I did see were Yidinji police. You know, they're up there behind, they're at the courthouse, up there behind the speakers for a start. You know, the commissioner was there with an officer beside him. At the front, you know, there was more Yidinji police overseeing security of the place. This is so important to understand the difference from last year to this year. Yidinji are well represented, but the police were there in their true correct capacity to be able to keep the peace in the area. You know, it was, even though there were high-ranking police officers in the general audience sitting down that were there present to the ceremony, there was no Queensland police officers standing out the front or behind the that was so striking that.
Yeah, Chief Superintendent Matthew Bilbrough, what were your first thoughts about that ceremony this week?
Yes, look, I thought that the presence of our police there was strong and it was firm, and I think it was quite relevant. The fact that the Attorney General suggested there was a lack of QPS personnel there today may suggest somewhere along the line that language is being spoken amongst them that Yidinji are on territory and to make room for us to be here as such. The ceremony itself, it was very clear, I think, the language in that too. In by action, as the Foreign Affairs Minister said, shields and that being placed upon the robes and the wigs upon top of them, and also in the essence of the language itself being spoken by the Appeals Court and the Supreme Court in those words that they said today in regards to two forms of law on this territory and regarding territory itself and our ministers, well, talking about land not being ceded. So as already been touched on, it seems they are repeating our words in that language. And I think it's quite liberating to hear that and see it itself for the rightful owners of the land.
Yeah, I think it's done in a way that's... I'm not being biased here, but I think this is something that's really exciting for the rest of the world to have a look at. There's no argy-bargy, there's no guns, there's no bullets. It's just, you know what, let's do it the right way, but this is how we're going to instruct you to move forward now while you're on our territory. And, you know, once again, the Chief Minister mentioned in his speech that, you know, the Dinji police officers were friends of the court. And I think that's probably something that the Australian mob probably have heard that would put them at ease. Some sort, they've got an extra layer of protection there.
It sure is. Now, just think about this, for example. Our police officers, you know, under instruction from our Minister for Homeland Security, have to detain someone. You know, someone is breaching the security of the area. So our police go out and detain that person for breaching our law. Maybe, possibly, they are saying to the Yidinji Nation, you can come and utilise the big building here that's yours anyway because it's constructed on our country. It's your building. Maybe you should be able to bring your citizens or someone who's offended your law into this building for justice to be heard. Maybe you don't have to go and make your own court somewhere. Maybe you can use this big building. And now that they've taken the ceremonial mace into the highest level court in that building and it's going to be displayed at all times, until it needs to be used elsewhere, that's a big, big plus, because now it's introducing the Yidinji law into the building. Those shields and those maces contain law. That's the important part. So maybe he's saying, you can come into this building now in your capacity as, you know, a prosecutor from the Yidinji police force, for example, or whatever it may be, but it's from the other realm. They're recognising these two realms. But as the Minister for Homeland Security said, the shields were placed on top of their wigs and robes. That is so, so symbolic. So, as the Commissioner said, this is the superior law, the one that's on top, the one that's there all times. And, yes, it is the Yidinji law.
Yeah, and I guess it's just one of those things where, once again, the protection of the Commonwealth of Australia Act that the Parliament, the Yidinji Parliament, passed back in 2015 or thereabouts, was that symbology this week... took place, and I'm really enjoying this time now, because it has taken a while for certain people to see all this now, and I think it will be very interesting. And I know that there will be international and intercontinental movements very soon, that where Yidinji will be having talks overseas and things like that, and that's coming. But I'm just wondering about the elders now also. I mean, they have been around for a while, but they're finally seeing something that maybe that they've always wanted. Yidinji police, Yidinji court, Yidinji to be held at the head, not the tail, for example. And what do you say about that, Darragon?
Sorry, just repeat that again?
About the elders. They've been waiting a long time for this to happen.
I think there's a little bit of proudness, not in a no good way, but I think that there's a bit of pride, and I think it's stepping into an area now where there's also a sense of achievement. They're starting to see what they've been wanting to see lay down, and enacting that as well. And I think that especially for us now coming through the ranks and the hard work that has been laid down by those elders, I think it's very powerful to see it in action. And I think having one of our uncles there speaking and handing over the mace, I thought that was... It was a bit emotional to be able to see that happening, because now we know that they are starting to realise and acknowledge the true ownership, and the Yidinji way is still the way on this territory.
Yeah, Yirlam, what do you think?
Amen. Yeah, like Darragon couldn't have said it any better, you know, and it's something which I'm fortunate enough to witness on a daily basis with citizens or new people coming in and becoming citizens, and the absolute joy and relief to be no longer burdened by the system they're coming from. And, yeah, that's we're witnessing that today.
Yeah, look, I think in the not-too-distant future, you know, those Australian officials may even get, you know, a yearly piece of paper that will allow them to practice things like that. I know the Home Affairs Minister is very busy with the entry visas and with all these celebrities she hangs out with, but I think in a serious note, Ganyara, the possibility of your department in terms of the Department of Justice and may even be interested in producing these documents where those actors can hold certain privilege in the on the Yidinji territory.
And that's what it's all about, is appointing people to do certain things. Who has appointed today? Who has appointed Queensland Police to be the policing authority? Who's appointed the Australian Federal Police to be protecting our territory? There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing at all. And that's why Yidinji has revitalised a lot of things, you know, the Homeland Security, for example. That's what it's about. That's what the police are about, protecting the place. You know, what they used to do, they used to call them old tribal warriors. They had them shake a leg there today, or the other day there at the court, regarding, you know, the young warriors. That's all part of what it used to be. They used to be there. And actually, I tell you right now, I know a few people from over further west in if you want to call it Queensland, that were terrified when they come to the Yidinji border. They actually wouldn't enter without sending the cockatoo feather in first. They were terrified to come in because Yidinji protected its borders so rigidly. They were so tough with it. And everyone respected the Yidinji nation for that. When those Murrays got to the border, you know, they knew where it was. They'd all pull up on their horses. You know, they used to drive cattle into the sale yards on the tableland. And they'd get to the border of Yidinji and they'd stop. Why would they stop? The Murrays wouldn't go in. The white fellow, he didn't know any better. But the Murrays would stop there. They said, we're not going in there yet. We'll wait. They'd send one boy in, run in with the feather. And when he got the okay to come in, then they would bring the cattle in. This is just a further reflection that Yidinji is leading the way. It's leading the charge. It is showing the way. And as was just said, Yidinji way is the way. There is no other way because we're not going away. The Yidinji nation can't go away. It's going to be here forever and a day. It still is here. It won't die. It is now revitalising. It's now building itself. And yes, we will grant certain people the authority to be here, like that Justice Henry, for example, because he's leading the way with trying to bring the two cultures together, you know, showing it. And as it was said last year, this is groundbreaking in Australia. There's nowhere else are they doing this other than in the good city of Gimoy, for example, or Cairns, if you want to know it that way. This is the only place that's doing that. You know, as the judge from the appeals court got up and said, down in Brisbane, they do it inside a church, for example. They do the Christian value, whatever it may be, or a place of religion. So they go there and have the opening of the law year. Not here. They used to do it in a church here. They used to go around doing all the faiths, but not anymore. Now, this is a complete recognition and acknowledgement of the existing laws and authority that's always been here from time memorial right through to today. Who got invited into the to sit in the crowd of this opening law year? Government officials, Yidinji government officials. You know, they weren't Indigenous Australians. Who were the police standing at the back and at the front of the ceremony? Yidinji police. They weren't Indigenous Australian police. They weren't liaison officers. These were the police, the Yidinji police. The ministers were there in their true and correct capacity. The police were there in true and correct capacity. This is what sovereignty is all about, asserting it.
You're listening to Black Law Tribal Edition right across the planet today, thanks to the Yidinji Broadcast Service and our friends at Bumba Bipra Media 98.7 FM. We'll be back after the break.
Whisper in my ear. She said, close your eyes and listen. The rest will become clear. If you care for the earth and her children, you'll find we're all connected in a self-sustaining system. She said, listen to the wisdom of the ancients. Telling us to love the earth, their water, the sun up above, the sacred, their support erections. Mana ia back to con, mana lenin into the dream. And a little bit of wisdom, a lot of motivation, we can change a world, change our vibration. Become who you're meant to do, and a light started to shine in my head, and I knew that nothing ever be the same again, and I felt the river of the mountain and sea, my heart become an ocean flowing in the Great Barrier Reef. So GBR's marine life ecosystem lives and breathes. We should help but as a vibe, thrive, give life and recognize as a living entity. There's a culture, a law you can't ignore. And for 50,000 years, TR's lived in peace and harmony.
My name's Michaela from Marawil Law. You're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Expressing my identity, this is a representation to my land and Coral Sea. Coral Sea, woy, 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 woy. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earth quick beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My mother, too good, respect, powder, this one power. We are still your dancing warriors. The energy striking, my mother, too good, respect, powder, this one power, we are still your dancing warriors from the islands, yeah, stop him, pass him striking, you play below, feel the energy. Energy.
Daru, yeah.
Maria Island, Maria, yo.
energy. Feel the energy. My mother, too good. Respect, powder, use my power. People are still here dancing. Warriors from the
Feel
aliens.
The energy.
Strike, yeah. My mother, too good. Respect, powder, use my power. People are still here dancing. Warriors from the islands. Yeah. Stop him. Watch him strike him. You play below.
Feel the energy. Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Earlier we spoke about the opening of the law season, and we're going to go to those speeches now. Gudju Gudju Gimoi Barra, the Chief Minister of the Sovereign Njunji Government, followed by Bukul Bukul, who also acts as Australia as Professor Henrietta Marie, speaking at the opening of the law season.
Belangaran, belangaran yundu, belangaran yundu. Nayo, bembe on behalf of my father, welcome to the country. Belangaran yundu na yiri nyalan, on behalf of Njirinji elders as well, and on behalf of the sovereign Njirinji government. I'd like to recognise everyone that's here, all the people within in the court system as well, the judges, and all people who are here to watch today. I'd like to say, Gaya Baragalan Nyundu, may God's peace be upon all men and women here today. I'm delighted to be here to deliver this speech in this year's opening of the law season and welcoming everybody here. It's always a wonderful occasion to make a special appearance, and we look forward to this long-lasting relationship in the interests of the universal peace of perpetuity, perpetual amity. Last year, the Honourable Justice James Henry spoke of the European roots behind this ceremony, and I can not help but thinking about these and those in England responsible for the law over the last few thousands of years and hundreds of years here on this country, in particularly how they would see this unique event here on the Njirinji territory today. How does the Halesbury law of England reside or operate on foreign soil? We know that Australia law is a derivative of its British roots. However, the question on how would Australia law best coexist on the Njirinji territory is an important matter. Is it best through force or through formal agreement? This event are an excellent opportunity to provide those who have the ability to understand the necessary symbolism and interpret sign language to work together with the Njirinji nation. For these people are critical in seeking truth and direction. Given the importance of the theme of exchange, I thought to share some Njirinji concepts and words that would help bring the gap in the understanding. Jabu Najan, Minya Najan, Mayar Najan is an ancient local maxim that can be found in the Njirinji legal dictionary that means my land, my food and my law. Our land, our food and our law. I guess it is the Njirinji way of saying and expressing the following. That which is in my territory is my subject. It's an old rule of a state's authority over persons and things found within its territory. The Njirinji words Minangal Bulumba is a modern-day description of the Njirinji court, and indeed, it rightfully means a place of attentive listening for the resolutions of disputes, whoever as is, let them listen. I would like to personally pay respects to the Honourable Officers of the Queensland Supreme Court and other Commonwealth appointments and Honourable Officers of the Njirinji realm especially our Yirrindi police, who truly are friends of the court and the various ministers of the sovereign Yirrindi government, who are also present in their true and correct capacities. It's these Yirrindi men and women that have been working tirelessly and selflessly, displaying resilience, commitment, compassion, and most of all, leadership in this ever-changing situation. The Uluru statement from the ART is often quoted by its Australian authors. It reinforces the position of coexisting sovereignties and asserts that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tribes were the First Nations of the Australian continent and adjacent islands and possessed it under their own laws and customs, something which has neither been ceded nor extinguished. Today, the Yirrindi Nation is here to assist and resolve the great injury that the Commonwealth of Australia has inflicted upon itself, for it is only those continuing pre-colonial Indigenous nations that can resolve that injury through formal agreements with the Commonwealth of Australia. We are closing the gap in terms of creating various mechanisms to assist the Commonwealth of Australia to have its laws officially coexist and reside on the Yirrindi territory through a successful concluded formal agreement. The Yirrindi Nation knows this will be the remedy to settling the past and securing the future for all on the Yirrindi territory. But I must highlight that our office officials and representatives are to be afforded the same honour and respect physically and in spirit that we have shown all men and women here today. It is in good faith, cooperation and in peace that we, the Yirrindi Nation, strongly encourages the Commonwealth of Australia to walk and work together with the sovereign Yirrindi government, its people, and we do not wish to feel lesser on the Yirrindi territory because of who we are. This is completely unacceptable here, but I would also say in Australia as well. Congratulations to all on this special day, and may Gupi, God, protect your every step on your Yirrindi land. Thank you, and Karu.
A tradition which now acknowledges and pays respect to the laws and customs held by the Gima Wallaber Yirrindi people on our land. I want to remind you all that 146 years ago, in 1876, this land, our Jabuja, was invaded and settled by English colonisers. We remember the massacres, the stealing of our women and children, the removal of many of our people to newly established missions, and the attempt to subjugate our laws. This land we stand on today is the land of the Gima Wallaber Yirrindi Nation, a fact recognised by the Federal Court of Australia on the 1st of April 2021. 117 years ago, in 1905, my great-grandfather Yinni, a great Nalan, a great leader and a great warrior of our people, was also recognised by the colonial authorities and given a gorget proclaiming him as the King of Cairns. This, I believe, gave recognition to his sovereign rights over his territory, Gimoi, land that was never ceded and will remain always the land of the Gima Wallaber Yirrindi people. And we share with you our land. Our customary law and Western law have coexisted in a somewhat unequal relationship, effectively since 1876. Today, we take a new path to strengthen and build on improving the relationships between the two laws. We continue to live and practice the principles that makes us Yirrindi. We hear the great land and seascapes speaks to us and reminds us who we are. This is where we get our laws and customs. They remind us that we must not lose our connection to this, our Jabbaja, and that we need to strengthen the connections with our Gupi, our spirit dreaming. Our spirit dreaming that creates our identity as Yidindji people, living our own cultures according to our country, to our language, our culture, and to our understanding of history, our sense of trust, our wholeness, and our relationship with others.
I encourage each of you here to think about the past year and what has been done well in the court, in your legal practices, in the community, and in our lives, and what we can do better. I also encourage you to reflect on what needs to be done to improve things that can be done better. I then encourage you to resolve to continue to do the things that have been done well and do the things better that can be done better. I hope the time that you have sat, observed, and listened here today has given you the opportunity for reflection and resolve. What will you take away from today's ceremony? The three Yidindji words that Gudju Gudju Formal shared with us, my land, my food, my law. What will you do to improve the relationship between the Yidindji laws and the laws of Queensland and the Commonwealth? I think we'll all take away the importance of mutual respect and the recognition of Indigenous culture. Thank you for the opportunity to share these words with you as we embark on a new law year.
You're listening to Black Law Tribal Edition right across the planet today, thanks to the Yidindji Broadcast Service and our friends at Bumabipra Media, 98.7 FM. And if you're listening to this in the Australian realm, it's via the Deadly National Indigenous Radio Service. Hello to everyone who works there. And we'll be back after the break.
Go, 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 go. is Paul Yanning, and you're listening to BBN 98.7 from Yirrindji Land.
It's for me, cursing, what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited this inheritance? Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, make a new day seem rich. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country. Yo, the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to cheat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go. If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typical complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements. The pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a better, better love.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family.
Yes, welcome back. We've heard a lot of the speeches from the event this week. Just some final comments, Ganyara.
Sovereignty was never ceded. It was never extinguished. They can't extinguish it. They've now got to deal with it. We're trying to make it easy for them to deal with, but it's up to them to accept the olive branch that we're holding out. And that's where all our people are coming together now. You know, Bukle made a great speech there. Goodja made a great speech. Myron put on a good show. It's really proud to be part of Yirrindji. So look, just understand what we're doing, because the Yirrindji way is the only way.
Yes, that's correct, Attorney General. The land was not ceded, so the land still belongs to Yirrindji tribe. So from the Yirrindji police side of things, we are here to enforce that law. As I've stated before, we touch base, is that you cannot benefit from the crimes of from crime. So historically, there's been crime in the past, and our Yirrindji police are here to help and assist in correcting that past. So the future is laid out in front of us, and we'll be here to assist with that and everything that our ministers require us to do.
I think one of the biggest things for me was one thing that I saw was missing there was missing an extra flag, and that's our Yidinji flag. Beautiful colours on that flag, and I believe that those colours should be flying proudly next year, but we'll get that flag up. I just wanted to say that, you know, as we walk in Yidinji territory, again, the Yidinji way is a peaceful way. We heard it today that, you know, our peace force, our police force, that they are friends of the courts. So Yidinji is also friends of the Commonwealth, but we do want to see a treaty, and we want that enacted. Because we are standing, living, breathing and working on our territory, and we want everybody else to be doing the same.
Yes, thanks, Darragon. And, you know, one of the things that stood out for me is the difference between the two different law systems. You know, the virtues of culture, one of the many virtues of culture is patience. And that's certainly something that the Yidinji people have had for how many years was quoted during today's ceremony? 124, 122 years. And that's some serious patience when you've got to wait that long for things to come good. And now that we're seeing there is a chance for the Australian world to catch up. You know, you and I were talking about that after the ceremony. You know, we're waiting. There is patience. They are catching up. And one of the things that stands up, the marked differences, is that, you know, the Yidinji law serves culture. It is advised by and follows the direction of the cultural law, both LAW and LORE. And that's probably the biggest difference, because you see in the Australian realm, they are trying to direct culture. And their culture sits behind them in that sense, you know, whereas the Yidinji government really is supporting and adhering to the direction of culture.
Well, that brings an end to the show. Gayabara Galanyundu, may God's peace be upon you. You heard that during Guju Guju's speech, and I do believe that is what at the centre of this whole movement. And we would say in the name of Yeshua, may you have a wonderful time. And we hope you enjoyed not only the law ceremony, but this program. We'll catch you next week. Okay, Garu.